Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Foul Monkeys, episode 705.
This is Ricky. I'm going out with a bang, you guys. This is 705. Five is like my favorite number.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yes. 5 and 9 are my favorite numbers.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. Mm-hmm. You're actually Roger today. For the last show, you're going to be Roger. Wow.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for...
No, I thought that's what you said. This is Roger. And I was like, oh, yes. Changes.
Yes, bitch.
Choices. You're listening to Foul Monkeys. We record out of Chicago, Illinois in the Rogers Park area. It's a very important podcast. We talk about period poops and farts, pretty much.
Can I get the connection to the computer? Because this is how I feel today.
You're gonna play it right now?
Yeah, we're gonna play a little ditty for you guys.
Yeah, but only 3 seconds.
Oh my god, you're not gonna get sued. They don't even listen to us.
Talk in the microphone. It's your last show. Do it right.
I am talking in the microphone. Oh wait.
You keep talking over here.
I keep talking
right here.
They can hear me, even if it's from all over here.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got to do it my way. This show,
this is about you.
Is about me.
Oh God, here we go.
All right, so okay, this is what we're gonna play.
Should we plug this in?
Let's plug it in so we can hear.
Okay. Sorry if you're hearing clicks and clacks and.
So this is one of my favorite songs. This is one of my favorite songs
about me.
Is
this what you walk out of the shower out of every morning?
No, that's the last song that we're gonna play.
Oh.
Anyways, here it goes. I think it may have started a little early.
Songs I didn't know.
Yeah, this is gonna be a musical show today.
Oh.
All right, here we go. So this is Mariah Carey's If It's Over, because today it is over. Get them notes, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's let the people hear us.
Won't you talk to me?
This is Ricky serenading me.
This is so out of hand.
Out of hand.
Something's gone wrong.
You guys, I'm the best at singing this song.
The life that we play.
Yeah. All right, can we stop it now?
Chorus. You're not gonna get sued. I think it's a one.
No, it's like a minute 29 before you're like, God, you know she's gonna be suing the shit out of us.
She's not.
Because one day she's gonna listen to this.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully. When I'm like sending, throwing out my like
disc. One day I'm gonna be interviewing
her. Right. Okay, let's sing the chorus together. Yeah?
Oh, it isn't fair. It is alright. If it's over now,
then I got the words.
Tonight. If it's over. If it's over. Let me know.
Just let me know.
All right, that's enough.
As we're paying millions of dollars for the second. You guys, I don't know if you should go watch the videos, because in the last two videos Roger and I did, we broke out into Mariah Carey.
Oh yeah, we did
lip syncing challenges. Well, we were kind of singing, but then kind of lip syncing because I'm not a good singer. I think Roger continued to sing through it more than yeah. I did.
It was fun. So today's my last episode here, at the Foul Monkeys headquarters, if you will, whatever that means.
Oh, you know what it means.
Do you know what it means?
You know.
How's your week been since the last show?
Oh, well, since 5 minutes ago, it's been, we looked at AIDS-E-Cock.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Don't you want to talk about it?
Go ahead. Sorry.
So Lucian Piani, we were talking about it on the last show where he had tweeted a picture of his
Lucian crazy.
Lucian P. Crazy Pilani, or whatever his name is. He actually tweeted a picture of his dick and called it an AIDS-E dick.
Right. AIDS-E hobo dick.
Yeah, hobo dick. I was like, oh my God.
Because for the last show today, I'm gonna fucking munch. On gummy
don't
bears.
Ruin it for everybody.
Oh, I'm sure that there's people that do not like me that I've always ruined it for them, and I can give a fuck. I will tweet out a picture later on at some point that says how many zero fucks I give.
How many?
None. None. There's certain people that are very lucky that I don't go out like Ed.
Well, we're not doing that.
No. We're not.
Because
I'm not like that. No, so, actually, I am like that, but it's just not worth it for me.
Can I have the thing back so we can play the phone call?
Anyways.
What else you want to talk about? Like, do you want to talk about, like, things you learned on the show or things
Well, you know, here's the thing.
It's about you, so.
I don't want to make this a... I don't want to drag it out and get sad because it's
you don't want to cry?
No. Cry. It's really sad. Cry. Cry.
Cry. Cry.
I don't want
it's
to be
sad.
It's
not really sad though, because you're still going to be a part of it, just the video part.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I mean.
Well, here's the thing. When you first, and I've said this a couple times, but when you first asked me, you asked me at a time where I was like, creatively, I just was kind of like, I was doing so well in therapy that my creativity had started to, I felt like, diminish a little bit because mm-hmm. for so long, for so many years, I created a lot of my writing, a lot of my songs from like despair,
sad, crazy
sadness,
moments.
A lot of
just which is very, the best songs.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, but it was very dark for me. And I didn't really know that I was in that space because I'd been there for so long and I just managed, you know? And then
Ricky showed up and saved everybody.
Okay, let's not it's not about you.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. Whatever. You can have your 5 minutes.
And so when you asked me to be on the show.
You mean when I asked you.
When you asked me. I thought, wow, this is a new way for me to, like, be creative and
express
myself and, you know, give myself a voice again in a very different manner than writing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, like, as, you know, I came in with a lot of gusto, I have to admit. And, you know, I did have a lot of, I wanted us to go to a lot of places with the show. And we didn't.
You're not the first.
And no, I know.
That's a lot of me, though. I mean, it's not because
people have.
We can't. It's just I kind of don't. You know,
it's you.
It's work. It's very public when you like. If you even become sort of famous,
right?
It's very public. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to. You know, it's that kind of stuff. So this is like a hobby for me. I don't want it to be my job.
Yeah, because then it doesn't become fun.
It's fun.
It's fun. Yeah.
Well, some, you know, we got to the point where we're like, oh, we need a break. But that happens a lot. But I don't want to be like a famous podcaster.
No, right. And I oddly enough, even that's not what I wanted to do either. I it just, I didn't know what podcasting really was at that time. I knew a little bit when I first met you. And so I knew what it was in terms of like, just do you, if someone asked me, do you know what a podcast is? Yes, I know what it is. But mm-hmm. beyond that, I didn't know. So I think I came in kind of like, oh my God, this is like, for me, it was like reliving the dream of like when I recorded in the studio, when I was sitting down with a writer and we were writing together. And it was like, that's what it sort of brought that to me. And so for me, it was just like, oh my God, this is a creative outlet that I needed at that time. And I saw just a bigger future for
and
us.
And then you got real let down.
Oh my God.
Just
so let down. Like it was like.
Poked a hole in that bubble real quick.
It was like you farted and you thought you sharted. And oh my God, you took a big dump.
Right on top of your dreams.
Oh which is fine. However, I did have a lot of fun. And I still have had a lot of fun. And I will continue to have fun because I have fun with Ricky. You know, then came Vegas, and that was a little daunting for me because despite what you may think or hear, I'm kind of shy when it comes to meeting new people
mm-hmm.
in large groups. If it's a smaller setting, I'm usually okay. But if it's like a large group of people, especially where I've never had any contact with them, where it's very one-sided, it is very daunting to meet these people.
These people like <ew.
coughs> stop making it like that. Anyway, but the best thing that I did, you know, but when I did go to Vegas, the most lovely thing that I learned from the first time going to Vegas is that I just met all these really cool people, and these people that, you know, some that I don't keep in contact with at all,
mm-hmm.
some that I keep in contact with on Facebook, some that I keep in contact personally, like through our own text messages back and forth. But just to hear like what we've done for them in that short period of time that I was on the show, you know, from the beginning to the Vegas, that made it really cool. Like, you know, to hear people that are not podcasters and they came to see us at Vegas and because they listened to the show and whatnot. And it was just to hear that, I was just like, this is really cool. Like, this is, that's kind of what I've always wanted in my life, is to be able to, whether it's tell my story, whether it's to tell a story and have people say, you know what, that had some sort of impact, whether it was small or big, it doesn't matter. It had an impact and it was good. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want. That was kind of what my dream has always been. And so to have this platform to be able to deliver that has been an amazing, it's been awesome, and it's, you know, bittersweet.
You're welcome.
Yes. Yes, you are welcome. So I don't know, it's just, it is bittersweet to leave the show, but as I said before, I think it comes at a time that I think it's just appropriate, you know. It's, there's definitely no hard feelings, you know. I'm still gonna be a part of the video cast, and you know, I still have contact with those people that want to continue to have contact with me through Facebook or person or whatever. So I mean, for me, it's, while yeah, it's a little bittersweet, it's not, I mean, it's not really sad in that sense. I mean, just because I know I'm still attached, but if anything, it's made me grow, it's made me see a lot of even stuff that I still needed to work on, mm-hmm. you know, personally, that I thought when, you know, I first joined the show that I was, you know, definitely in a much better place. But even so, looking back now, I'm definitely grown more and in a better direction than I was even then, you mm-hmm. know. But it's just been good. It's been really good. I've had a great time, and I would do it again in a heartbeat. But yeah, it's good. I'm good.
Well, and there's other podcasts too that might ask you to be like a co-host or whatever too.
You know? I mean, and
the sky is your limit,
supposedly.
If you can jump that high, I can't. So.
Well,
or like, I refuse to.
Right?
Like, nope. Stay right my here knees, on the ground.
My knees. Right. I'm like they're precious fake. To me.
I can't do it.
You know, they're plastic. I can't do it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think the only thing, the other thing I'd like to say is just, you know, besides thanking Ricky, oh my God, it's like I want to throw up saying that.
But it feels so good to release that pressure, right?
I want
to
vomit. I do want to say...
Out of your butt.
That too.
Oh, I do same say, time.
Right. Oh my God, that's special. It's like...
Like there's no control.
None. Like. None. I think that that's probably what it feels like for women to give birth. It's like they shit and give birth at the same time.
Maybe.
For all you pregnant people out there, let us know. I also want to say thank you to the listeners for allowing me to contribute to your ears and allow you guys to allow me to be in your radio and whatever. It's been awesome to get feedback from everyone.
Feedback. Whether I did a Janet one.
I know. Whether it be positive or negative. I'm thankful, very thankful for that.
You guys, we try not to focus on negative comments mostly, but just because you don't hear about them don't mean we don't get them. So, you know, sometimes we have to choose what we talk about, what not to talk about. So just remember that not everything's always roses all
no,
the time.
No, so, no. And you know what? And to be quite honest with you, in saying that, we do get more roses than we get negative mm-hmm. comments, which is great. But you know what? To those people,
every rose has its thorn.
Right. That fucking thorn. You know what? I do have to say, though, like, even the negative comments, they're kind of shitty to read at first, or when you have someone that is being negative or whatever. Like, it is shitty to have to deal with that at first. But at the same time, like, I try not to take it personal because they don't really know me, and they don't really know. And, you know, like, and even with, you know, issues that I've had with specific people, and you know who I'm talking about, like, to me, it's, you don't know me. Mm-hmm. You never got the chance to know me. You never gave me the opportunity to get to know me. And that's sad because I would have really liked that we did get to know each other personally, because I think that you would have changed your mind. And that's what I take from that experience. The door is always open for those people that have that view.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very skewed. You only know a very small fraction of both of us, really. So, you know.
Well, I think I have an advantage because I've been doing this for so long.
Yeah,
they kind
for
like
you, yes.
know, you know, yeah. Oh, well, they know I'm a shy person. They know that I don't intentionally try to be mean to people,
right?
You know, that kind of stuff. But
and it happens. Look,
it does happen to me. I get comments about me, and then sometimes because I've been doing it so long, you kind of have to say, okay, I know this is a negative comment and it's kind of bullshit, but let me review this, and maybe there is something I can change, or maybe I did say something that was wrong, or you know, mm-hmm. You kind of learn from it, even though sometimes it's kind of like, really, white woman and Michael's discriminated against, you know, really, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I always say, you know, it is very difficult. You know, one of the things that Ricky first said to me was that, you know, just like, you can't, like, if you get a bad review or if you get someone who says something that's negative, because you're going to get them, just try to, like, not.
Because I was so positive when you first started. I was like, girl, you're going to get all kinds of negative
shit. I know.
Shit. I do too.
And you know, you know. And the word, the best part about that is that I didn't really, I mean, and I mean, don't get me wrong. I did get some feedback.
Feedback.
But despite that, like, you know, I will always try to be as welcoming as possible, even though it, you know, sometimes I feel like I shouldn't have to be that way, especially if the opportunity was given once and it was, you know, not taken.
Mm-hmm.
But I will always try to be respectful and try to, you know, see past whatever negative comments have come out or whatever, because you know what? You don't know me, and that's it.
You don't know me, Malone.
You don't know me.
All right, so we got a phone call.
Oh, Jesus.
You ready?
Scurry.
Maybe.
Do we not have the because we don't have the headphones on.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Roger.
And even on the last fucking show, we still have can never get it right.
Cannot get this right.
So you guys heard something. We didn't hear shit.
I don't think they heard it because it wasn't plugged up. So maybe they did.
No, they did. Because
yeah, you're right.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Roger. Fellow monkeys. And this is RC Martinez and Jay calling. We're on the road heading back from Albuquerque. We're heading back home. But I wanted to say, farewell to Roger, and it's been cool, and I'm going to miss him. We're going to miss him. And he really rode after the show, and I'm just, I hope to hear from him again. And we love you, Roger, and I'd like to visit with you again if we ever see you. It'd be cool. So hopefully you won't be that much of a stranger. But anyway, well, love you guys, and I hope you had a good, great Thanksgiving. All right, bye.
It's like you're dying tomorrow. Like, never gonna be back.
I know, and it makes me sad to hear stuff like that. So I'm like, trying not to like.
Don't cry get sad for me, Argentina.
But you know, it's stuff like that that makes me feel good, because it's like I know that in my own way, I've left a mark on people's. Whatever.
And a skid mark on some.
Yeah. You know what's funny? We haven't heard from Lurker Luke. I was hoping that this last show we would at least have.
I don't think he's listening to the current shows.
Well, he's clearly not, but I mean, just from his phone calls.
Well, when when we get the call, when he finally catches up.
Yes, you'll need to have me on the show.
Yeah.
So that way I can hear it.
Like, girl, you need to come on the show.
And with that, Adam is going to be a great addition.
Mm-hmm.
He's very funny. He's witty. And I think he's going to be good.
He's a little sassy. He's a sassy guy. I passed
a torch to him. I don't know if he's as sassy as I am. I think I'm a little sassier than him.
Maybe there should be a show where I'm not here, but you guys just try to out-sass each other.
Oh my God. I think we would end up killing each other. You can call it
the sassy cast. No, it's already taken.
I think we'd kill each other. I'm just kidding. No, I just hope, in parting words of wisdom to him, just have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Ricky told me, have fun with it. You are going to get whatever, and
don't take it with stride. It seriously,
right? Take it with stride. I think the I don't really know if there was any one thing in particular that I ever went up to you and was like, I can't believe he said that about me or she said that about me. But there have been a couple things where I'm like, this bitch.
But also, you did learn from situations or comments of that course, were made. So
of course,
and it's a good thing.
Look, any situation that we've ever been in, whether it was positive or negative, there is no such thing as not learning. You learn from it, whether you
accept it or not.
Whether you accept it or not, or whether you are whether you see it or not, where it's in your face. But you learn and you move on, and hopefully it turns into good, positive stuff, and you move on. So,
which doesn't mean it won't ever, but
yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, how do you say it? It's like sometimes things happen for a reason, and sometimes you know why they happen, and sometimes you just don't know, and you will never know why they happen, but you know that you got something from it, right? So I think that's kind of what, the situation is. So, and the last thing is, I want to thank you a lot.
Aww. It's only 24 minutes. Don't cry. It's not time to cry yet. You can't cry. You're not supposed to cry. Oh, Roger, don't. All right, say what you want to say. I know you want. It's okay.
I just want to say thank you so much for having me on the show.
allowing me to share this with you. I've learned a lot, and you know, I cherish our friendship a lot. Mm. You know, I know we've had our moments, but
we've worked through them.
You know, it's just you, like I said, you gave me a great opportunity to express myself, and I really am very thankful for that. And I'm just really thankful for our friendship. It's been very, very fun getting to know you these last couple of years. I mean, I know we've been friends for a long time, but mm-hmm. it's these last 3 years have been, you know, it's been nice to get to know someone on very different levels and, you know, to just continue to grow and to be better friends. And so I thank you for that.
You're welcome. I didn't mean to make you cry. I'm sorry. Could you tell me more things about me?
There you go, bitches. You got your fucking crying.
Oh. You guys, those were real. I almost like stopped recording. But it's okay. You're gonna be on the video podcast. Your video skills are gonna be fucking amazing. You're gonna get that shit real going, right?
Yes. Yes. Sorry. It just hit me. Sorry. Just, you know,
the weed or
no, this is the real me. This is the stuff that you guys don't get to see. You know, you get a very small glimpse of who I am, and Ricky knows because I've cried many times, but this is who I am. I'm just an emotional mess. But you know, it's been fun. It really has, you know, and I know that our friendship, despite all of this, will continue. And you know, so it that has nothing to do with this. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but thank you very much for the opportunity.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're happy that you're here.
Yes.
And that you're not angry for leaving or no. That Why you're not going to, as Mike said on Twitter, you're not going to get a boyfriend, start your own show and start arguing with them on the show.
Well, I don't know about that. But, no, I'm just kidding. No, I mean... The idea has crossed my mind to start a podcast, but you know what? I need a couple years where I'm like, not a break from podcasting just in general. Just, you know, to just kind of like, I don't know, just be. You know what I mean?
Like free your mind.
Right. Like En Vogue.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I'm crying. I'm not going anywhere.
I mean, like, literally, you're dying tomorrow. Like,
don't say that. Don't put that out in the world.
Well, I am, because my booby.
So, let's keep you updated with that. What's... Oh,
I have my mammogram on December 8th. I assume that it's not a serious situation, because they didn't have me come in immediately after the mammogram. Wait. That's it. I have my ultrasound December 8th.
Yes.
I've already had my mammogram. Yes. Which, let's talk about this experience really quick, because it was... awkward. I mean, the lady was cupping my boobs like I seriously had double D's. She was all like gentle. She was like, okay
stand so right there. That in and of itself is awkward. She's like, it's not stand sexual. Right there.
And exactly. It was all medical. And she was like, I mean, she had her hand. She was like real gentle. Like, and I was like,
you know why they were doing that, so right? Weird. Because guys are bitches.
And she was like, how are you doing?
As they're squeezing your fucking tits.
And it wasn't, like, you know, it may feel different for women because they have a lot, like probably more nerves and like breast tissue. And, you know, guys don't really have that. We have muscle. It just kind of felt like she was taking my chest muscle and just squeezing it in the machine. So weird. Like it literally felt like this. Like it didn't hurt.
Like they're doing a fat, what is that? That fat checking or whatever?
Yeah. It was kind of like, I mean, it was pressing down pretty hard, but
what
it wasn't.
I don't understand is I mean, like, we have enough if we were to do it. Like, we have where they can... Like, guys who are, like, not... I don't want to say flat-chested, but they're flatter. Mm-hmm. How do they do that?
The machine's set up for, like, small boobies. Like, they have these little indentions into them. Mm-hmm. So you can, like, step into it and then, like, it That's can so weird. Pull up, like... It was
I wonder
awkward.
If the guys who have, like, a real big muscular chest where you can't, like... There's no way of doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder if they just automatically get an ultrasound.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Like, that just doesn't seem weird. Like, Mike.
Well, it could pull muscle. I mean, it could squeeze muscle.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. That seemed weird to me, but.
It was odd. It was the oddest thing I've ever done medically.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little nervous because I don't know what it is because it's still, like, kind of hurting and not hurting. It's just, like, there.
It's I can feel it. It's comforting.
Yeah.
But it didn't. Now, I know there were some people, sorry, there were some people that were on Facebook that had commented on.
Yeah, some guys have had, like.
Yeah, and they were saying that it was just a fatty tissue. And,
it could be. I mean, she showed me on the mammogram, like.
Where it was.
The actual, like, thing that they're looking
yeah,
at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which looked huge, but it's probably, like, magnified or something.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But I can feel it, so I know it's kind of big.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Hopefully, you know.
Well, hopefully it's nothing. Hopefully it's just a fat deposit and that's really all that you're having to deal with, you know?
Lauren said it was my twin that I ate when I was a kid.
your parasitic twin?
It's teething.
Oh my God.
All right, so we're at 32 minutes. You ready?
We
need to be plugged in? Or?
Yes, we need to be plugged in.
There's that.
So this is going to be just a very short song that we're going to get to. This is going to be the closing song. In closing, just, you know, if you want to keep up with me, you know, I'm on Facebook, obviously. You guys know where to find me.
Twitter.
On Twitter, I'm Jaden, at Jaden55. That's J-A-D-E-N 55. And of course, we're doing the videos of a video cast. So that is what is it? YouTube.com/FoulMonkeys. So look
just
for that
type there. In Foul Monkeys into the search. You'll find us.
Yes. Yes.
You will. You see the first video is the hold on video. Which is,
is it really
ridiculous? I am debating taking that down because I'm so embarrassed by it. Like, it was such a good idea then. And now it's like. Especially when new people see it, they're like, oh, loved your hold on video.
That's awesome. yeah. So I hope you guys continue to follow. And like I said, make sure to show Ricky and Adam some love when he gets on.
We won't be back until January. So we're taking a month of December off. So go back and listen to some of the old shows.
Yeah.
And watch our videos.
And yeah, and make sure to give him some love because, you know, he's going to need it mm-hmm. when he first gets on the show. He going to need it.
But, you know, it might be easier for him to get, like, feedback because he's, like, an actor and stuff. So he's probably used to that.
If I have one thing of advice from him, it would be that don't act. Because you can hear it immediately. Because mm-hmm. there have been some responses where he's given me, like, on, like, Facebook. And I'm like, bitch, stop acting. Get out of your actor's head in your head. And
oh, you're popping.
Get out of that actor's head and talk to... Oh, sorry. Talk to me like a normal person. We're not... Like, this is not a director...
Oh, my God. Girl. What are you doing?
I think I pulled off the thingy. This is not like you're the fucking actor. I'm like some PA guy and you're like trying to tell me in your little acty voice. Just get it together, girl. Anyways. All right. Well... This is my last goodbye.
Live from Rogers Park.
This is
Chicago. This is Ricky
and Roger, Foul Monkeys.
Good night.
Good night. All right, let's play this out.
You have it cued already?
I'm playing it for them. Just to the end of the first chorus.
Okay.
I call you, I need you, my heart's on fire.
This needs to make me feel sexy because I feel like a mess right now.
Come to me wild and wild.
Do you need the neti pot?
I need a tissue. Blow my nose.
You come to me. Give me everything I need. Give me a lifetime of promises and a world of dreams.
I'm
You're what?
I'm what? The best.
Better than what?
All the rest.
Who?
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate it.
We would love to hear your feedback. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram by using the handle @foulmonkeys.
Thanks for listening, and
we will talk to you soon.
Deuces. In camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl
champ. Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be.